Welcome to the New School of Marketing podcast, the place for smart, simple strategies that will amplify your business results. Sharing practical tips, insider knowledge, and actionable advice, because marketing is something that every business owner can do. Now, let's get started. Introducing your host, Bianca McKenzie, mum, lover of snow sports, camping, horse riding, and in-demand launch strategist and Facebook advertising knowledge bank.
Hey there, welcome back to the New School of Marketing podcast. I am so grateful to you for tuning in. Before we dive in, I would love to pay respect and acknowledgement to the Palawa people of Lutarita, who are the traditional owners of the land on which my business operates, and I pay my respect to their elders past, present, and emerging. Well, I hope you are doing well and you're enjoying winter or summer, if you're in the Northern Hemisphere. I'm quite jealous when I see my family's photos. They're having such nice weather over in Europe. Anyway, it's cold. We've had so much rain over the past few weeks and it's getting a bit out of hand, to be honest. I have some videos. It's quite weird, but our water tanks, because we're on tank water, our water tanks are overflowing, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. But being cooped up with a five-year-old and a very, very active 16-month-old gets old pretty quickly. He's basically climbing the furniture on a daily basis and it's driving me a little bit nuts. So if anyone has any tips on what to do with a very, very, very active 16-month-old boy, please let me know. Send me a DM on Instagram. We basically have all of the climbing toys you can imagine, yet he still prefers to climb up on dining chairs, dining tables, kitchen drawers. Anyway, I'm sure it'll end at some point, hopefully. We'll have to get some outdoor climbing options, maybe as well as a swing and a slide or something, but it's too wet at the moment. So, not happening. Anyway, let's dive into today's episode. I just wrapped up another launch with a long-term client, and I'd like to share what worked for this particular launch and what I see working for launches in general. And when I talk of launches, I'm speaking about businesses with online courses or memberships that open doors for a period of time before closing them so they can focus on taking their new student cohort through the program. So this is not evergreen. This is launches. Where literally the open cart period is for a specific amount of time and it closes, then they focus on that student cohort and then doors open again later on, there's another launch, that kind of thing. So the first, it's kind of like we're going to talk through this layer cake of ads. The first one is evergreen attraction and nurture ads. So one strategy we constantly use is an evergreen attraction and nurture strategy. And these ads are created strategically and generally posted as organic content first and then amplified with Facebook and Instagram ads. So the strategy behind it is quite intricate and it kind of has layers built up on layers. It's like a, you know, a nice onion. And the aim with this strategy is to get in front of new audiences and position yourself as the expert in your niche. And by running these type of ads, you're growing your audience, which often helps when you're ready to launch, because then retargeting ads often result in lower cost per lead. Not always, but sometimes. And it's a strategy that you too can easily implement because you don't need a large budget for it. So it's a really good strategy. You can run these ads for as little as $2 a day and leave them on for quite some time because they just kind of keep accumulating more engagement, more views if it's videos. It's really good. So inside my shop, you'll find a course that teaches you how to set this up for yourself, and it's called the Client Attraction Code, and it is available for $37. I'll add a link to the show notes because it's really good. So, you know, layer upon layer, it's like an onion that people like slowly peel. I know, like peeling an onion's not that exciting or even appealing, but it does help people get closer to that core and get to know you, get to, you know, really see if they resonate with you. So it is an amazing strategy if you want to warm up your audience, if you want to nurture your audience, really build that connection. Then the next ad we run is an evergreen lead generation ad. So because marketing is often a numbers game, I encourage you to have a lead magnet for your audience that they can sign up for at any time and really get more people on your list so that you can nurture them. And to do that, I recommend that you run ads throughout the year outside of your launch period to grow your list. I know that often we run ads or we focus on this lead generation period before a launch, but I really encourage you to run ads throughout the year. You can have like a general sort of lead magnet and nurture sequence that you've set up. Not only does this strategy help you attract new leads throughout the year, but you're also giving your new subscribers time to get to know you and to get to know your business. And you have more time to nurture them before your next launch, which some people will need as they don't purchase within days or within weeks of getting to know you. Some will, some won't. I also find that this strategy allows you to keep an eye on how your ad account performs at certain times of the year. So if you only run ads for launches, it can become quite unpredictable, but running ads with an evergreen lead magnet allows you to monitor when you're getting more conversions, as well as what your lead cost does. Of course, there's always variation and it's going to change every single time, but I do find that this strategy helps you learn more about your audience and more about your ad account. All right, so the next ad we run is a launch event lead generation ad. This ad is specifically for your upcoming launch. So it could be a webinar, a challenge, or a quiz that leads into your promotion period. So as I mentioned, I recently ran a launch campaign, well, several campaigns, for a client, and their launch event was a series of live webinars. This type of lead magnet works really well for this client as it helps them connect with their audience while they teach them something, and it establishes their authority. And because this client has a very high level of energy and enthusiasm, the audience converts at a really high rate. They've worked on this for years, so if you're just starting out, don't feel discouraged if it takes a few goes to get it right. And webinars are not suitable for everyone. Sometimes a challenge might be more suitable, or a quiz. You need to know your audience. You need to figure out what is the most suitable launch event that you can run before you decide on something. Often webinars, challenges, something that is high touch and actually has you showing up works really well for launches because it has that open cart and closed cart period. So it needs a little bit of a high vibe, high energy, high interaction. So this ad is your launch event lead generation ad. Then the next ad is your retargeting ads, your open cart and closed cart ads. So this final ad is the one that should get people in the door. It's the one where you tell them about your offer and encourage them to purchase it. It's basically your open card ad that you want to get in front of people who have engaged with your brand, and especially those who are on your list and have participated in the launch event. So research shows that people need multiple touch points with your brand before they buy. And it's somewhere up to like 12 touch points now. So these last type of ads, these retargeting ads, are a great way to keep getting in front of your audience and remind them of what you're currently offering. We all know that life gets in the way sometimes and we forget to take action on that email that we opened, you know, the one where you actually told them that your cart's open. And really, if you do this well, you have multiple emails telling them that your cart's open and when it's closing and things like that. But getting ads up as well will help you remind them. So keep nudging people and reminding them that your cart's open in any possible way that you can. Emails, even text messages if you can, Messenger, and ads, layer it all in. Because using this layered structure of ad means that you're taking your audience on a journey. Each layer will allow them to go deeper with you and gives you the opportunity to really nurture that connection. People buy from brands they know, like, and trust. And this is your opportunity to direct that in some way, rather than crossing your fingers for the algorithm to deliver your organic posts. There is a place for that as well. You still need to, you know, utilize all of that, but you have a little bit more control with Facebook ads to do this. If you're keen and ready to embrace this layer cake of Facebook and Instagram ads, I have just the thing for you. So in my high-level, high-touch Facebook advertising program, you'll learn each of these strategies so that you can set up your ads for your next launch and maximize your success. If you want to know more about this program that I'm talking about, head to my website, biancamckenzie.com/advisory. I'll also add it in the show notes so you can look it up. So let's wrap up. We've just tackled four types of Facebook ads to maximize your launch success, like a beautiful layer cake. And if you set up your layer cake, I don't know, speaking about cakes, onions, I prefer the cakes, but we need the onions. Anyway, I digress. If you set up this layer cake, you will have at your top level your evergreen attraction and nurture ads, the ones that you can run for $2 a day. You'll have your evergreen lead generation ads, the ones that you will be running throughout the year. I will put one little note here. You want to switch them off when you're running your launches. but out of that, it would be good to always be building your list, always be attracting new people to your list. So run your evergreen lead gen ads. Then the next layer is your launch event lead generation ads. So that could be your webinar, challenge, things like that, specifically for your launch. And then your other one is your retargeting ads. So your open cart ads. Retargeting as in just showing it to the people that have already engaged with your brand, that are on your list, and that have participated in your launch event. So having this in place to drive traffic to your brand and to your offers will help you scale your marketing efforts, and it will help you maximize your launch success. All right. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of the New School of Marketing podcast. I hope it was helpful. I hope it will really help you maximize your launch success and really fill up your program for your next launch. I can't wait to share more marketing tips with you next week. If you're ready to take your business and your launch to the next level with Facebook and Instagram advertising, make sure you visit newschoolofmarketing.com to download practical free resources, plus subscribe to the podcast and never miss an episode. Can't wait to go on this journey with you. Until next time, take care and market your business every day.